Welcome to the Ether. Today is Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Retrograde hosts Retro Migration, chatting with Deedle from the Say Network. Let's take a listen.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hey, Deedle, how's it going?
GM, what's going on?
Not much, man, not much. Just changing our product and our blockchain entirely.
Hey, you know, typical Tuesday's work.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Sweet, let's see, we've got a few here now. Might just wait a couple of minutes for a few more to join. But yeah, I think everybody here, hopefully everyone here has seen some of this discussion that's going on in our Discord and has participated in that initial sort of temperature check vote, just trying to get a feel for just hearing the community's voice. Hearing what you guys have to say, no pun intended, with the subject of today's call, and just really starting to get a feel for Retrograde's next steps. But so hopefully this is the first of a series of AMAs that we're holding with the respective blockchains, and so we can hopefully get Dove on, I guess some guys from Juno, and just have a couple of discussions here. But for today, we have Deedle, who is a member of the core member of the Say team. And we've been speaking for a couple of weeks about Say, and it's sort of this is definitely the dark horse of the competition, I'd say. Not too many guys here would have heard about Say just yet, but it's just something we became aware of just for some mutual contacts that Retrograde had as a new Cosmos blockchain that's launching in the near future. So yeah, we're really, really excited about it, and we think it's a good option. So it's why it's in our sort of final four here. And there's there's some really interesting things that they're doing, which we want to share as well. So I might let you take it away, Deedle, with what's sort of the philosophy of Say, and how does it sort of fit into the Cosmos ecosystem?
Awesome, thanks, and thanks again to Retro team and the Retro community for being here and giving me some time. So yeah, Say Network is a new layer one built on Cosmos, as you mentioned. But this layer one is completely optimized for decentralized finance. So I don't know how many of you guys know what a central limit order book is, but essentially when we're trading on Binance or Coinbase Pro or FTX, you know, we're able to put limit orders, we're able to put more advanced orders, we're able to put stop losses because we have the full ability to see what's going on within the order book for any pair that you're trading. And this functionality is crucial, not only for being able to trade like a spot market, but this core infrastructure is crucial for any type of growth, especially in financial markets. And within DeFi, we see that as kind of the next paradigm that we need to see for DeFi to succeed. So the philosophy behind Say Network is really about exploring the potential for DeFi within Cosmos. I don't know how many of you from the Retro community are active within the Cosmos ecosystem, but for example, there's an AMM that's taken off and had pretty good traction, Osmosis. Run by Josh Lee and Sunny Agarwal. And they've done really well, and I've definitely used it a ton. But even on that AMM, right, all you can do is swap at market price, and you can't set limit orders. The idea of Say is it's a new layer one blockchain built on Cosmos, optimized to fully realize the potential for DeFi across the entire crypto ecosystem and we've housed ourselves in Cosmos because we see the true potential of Cosmos. So this blockchain is optimized for an order book. It's optimized for performance, and it's optimized for other protocols that are specifically within DeFi, building on Cosmos, to be able to operate at their you know, highest potential, so that we're able to have the nice things that we want.
Awesome. No, that's a really good intro. And another really strong point of this team that we found interesting is your background, and sort of how the team came together. So I guess if you could expand a little bit on that for the guys, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I'll just go into my background a little bit first, and then we can talk about more about some of the founding members and kind of where we see ourselves uniquely positioned. I've fallen too hard down the crypto rabbit hole. So I've kind of got involved in crypto the end of 2016, beginning of 2017. And really since October of 2017, I've been working in the space full time. I've worked on a few different projects in the Ethereum ecosystem. I worked at Block Party, which was a ticketing protocol built on Ethereum, so that all the tickets were NFTs and you could verify and authenticate that you actually have a ticket to an event. I also, for the past 2 years, as of the beginning of this year, I made a transition. I was working with Sentinel, which is a peer-to-peer bandwidth marketplace built on Cosmos. And so the consumer application built on Sentinel was a decentralized VPN. And I'm really passionate about privacy. I'm really passionate about having more autonomy online. And that has been a really awesome experience. And I've kind of been fully submerged in the IVC gang and being a part of Cosmos for the past couple of years. I spoke at the kind of first large conference ever within the Cosmos ecosystem last year at Cosmoverse. And I've kind of been living and roaming in Cosmos land for the past 2.5 years. But the rest of our team is the reason that I've kind of made the pivot over to Say is because I'm really passionate about DeFi. And I think that this is where we have the biggest opportunity to make an impact. I'm an avid user of DeFi protocols. I use GMX on Ethereum. I've used a lot of products built on Solana. But I haven't seen the true potential of DeFi within Cosmos yet. And I know that the opportunity is there. And especially with the fallout the past few weeks of Terra, I realized that, you know, this is definitely where I wanted to spend my time. And I've been working with the Say team for a couple months now, since really March. But the team has been really kind of kicked off in the beginning of the year, at the end of December. And on the growth side, we have people more from traditional finance. So one of the founders, Jeff, he worked for Goldman Sachs, and he worked at Cotier, which is a traditional VC that plays in a lot more. They do some crypto stuff, but they're more traditional industries VC. And then another one of our founders spent a lot of time at Bank of America. And then on the tech side, a lot of the team has come from big players on kind of Web2. So Robinhood, Airbnb, Uber, a lot of the key developers from those companies. And they had been building in the Terra ecosystem prior throughout 2021. And so as I got to know the team, I was just blown away with their level of vision, their level of being able to speak to the benefits of getting a order book focused chain and the implications it'll have for DeFi across Cosmos. And then the deep inroads they have within TradFi, as well as, you know, the tech chops on the engineering team. So it's been an amazing few months working with the team, and I think we're kind of poised for our next level of development. We have testnet coming up starting next week, so a lot ahead for Say.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, there's some close connections perhaps there with some of the backgrounds and traditional finance and big tech, and this is kind of how we got to know the guys here at Say. It's a small world over there on the Pacific time frame. I think some context perhaps for the guys listening is, so Retrograde was the Convex protocol built on top of Astroport. And things look pretty rosy, as we all know. I don't want to go too much into the terror scenario, but we're really looking at this from a neutral standpoint. We sort of have the benefit of having some some good developers here, some decent runway, and we're really just sort of taking a step back and saying, right, what is the right thing to do here? Is the value proposition of a convex protocol built on top of Astroport the right thing to do? And if you sort of take it from a neutral standpoint, it's like, well, you know, what is the product that's required in Cosmos? If Terra and the proposition of UST is no longer there, what do we want to build here? And what do we want to get out of bed in the morning to build? There's a few opportunities. We had a look at a few different options, and we've sort of settled on building a money market for the wider Cosmos ecosystem. So really, I guess, if you took something like Mars and you sort of expand it out to utilize interchain accounts and really to become like a credit line for this is sort of like once we've scaled a bit here and built the protocol out, but it's a credit line for the various chains on Cosmos. And looking to use this, you know, this idea of proportional integral derivative control on the interest rates to really respond quickly to market conditions. So like a truly dynamic money market for lending and borrowing. So that's sort of the context of Retrograde. So the question really is, why is Say the right place for a money market to be built on Cosmos?
Yeah, definitely. So you're saying Retrograde is very similar to like a Mars, but with more functionality, but kind of similar to what Mars was on Terra?
Yeah, for sure. I think if the guys here are familiar with Mars or Aave or Compound on Ethereum or Mainnet, it's a very similar prospect, except we're just sort of expanding out and offering these credit lines out to different blockchains and really embracing interchain accounts. And there's a lot of exciting developments, you know, talking to the various teams like, you know, your Axelar and Composable about bringing in liquidity across from other chains too. But I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's build something on a chain on Cosmos first.
That sounds like exactly what would be a perfect example of a project built on Say. So Say, as I mentioned, is an optimized L1 for DeFi and exclusively for DeFi. So, you know, Retrograde in another universe is a up and coming promising NFT project that has a ton of potential and is getting a lot of users. That would be great. But, you know, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now if that was the case, because Say is a chain optimized for DeFi exclusively. And so we're not looking to have a ton of play to earn games or a ton of, you know, NFTs or, you know, other protocols built on Say. It's exclusively for projects that are building out the DeFi Legos and the DeFi building blocks on top of Cosmos. And as you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of benefits to being able to build within Cosmos, but there's a lot of benefits to be building on Say, specifically for DeFi. So Say is going to be a permission chain. So there will be, you know, votes on exclusively what DeFi protocols can be built on Say. And so it's not going to be, you know, like a Juno, which is permissionless chain where anyone can build anything on top of Juno. Say is going to be evaluating all of the different protocols or products that want to build on Say, and then identifying the ones that make the most sense, optimizing for high quality, optimizing for top development teams, for progress thus far. And if it makes sense as far as being a key piece of that Lego, those DeFi Legos that we're looking for within the Cosmos ecosystem. I think DeFi within Cosmos is still very nascent, but the opportunity is massive. And the reason that Say has picked Cosmos to build on its L1 is because of the success of Cosmos. So Tendermint Consensus has been really stress tested. It, you know, has been 7 years since the development of Cosmos and the vision for a network of L1s that all operate amongst one another, but are independent sovereign blockchains. And that 7 years of development is now realized into an actual vision. And we're seeing the growth of IBC, the Interblockchain Communications Protocol, happening at an accelerated rate. I think there's close to 40 chains now that are running on IBC. And I expect by the end of 2022, that'll definitely be in the three figures. But it's not just that we're seeing the growth of IBC. The reason we're seeing the growth of IBC is because Tendermint Consensus works so well. Even during, you know, the chaos of the Luna downfall, Tendermint Consensus held up. And as Luna was being minted in insane numbers and the network is being stress tested at its extremes, Tendermint Consensus held up. Building on Cosmos SDK was functional, and we were able to still continue to keep these chains alive and active. So we're seeing the resiliency of having the horizontal scalability that is built out within Cosmos, but then having chains that have application-specific uses. So for Say, we really think that this differentiates ourselves a lot from other protocols that are looking to build, like a DeFi L1. A good example of that would be like Serum. They are probably the most successful DeFi protocol in the entire crypto ecosystem, but they've had the vast majority of DeFi innovation within Solana built on top of Serum. But the challenge with Serum is that it's still dependent on the L1 that is Solana. And as Solana has issues with block space or has issues with downtime, that completely halts Serum and all the protocols built on top of it. And so it's just not feasible. It's completely catastrophic. If you are a large institutional market maker, if you are providing liquidity and you need to be able to operate to keep your markets open second by second, Solana was a very promising idea. And it's just unfortunately not able to execute on that vision for TradFi to get involved in DeFi. And that's exactly where we're playing, is being that bridge for traditional finance to be able to get hands-on, get their hands dirty, and use DeFi, but use it in a secure and robust layer one that actually functions as needed. And so, you know, for Retrograde, it makes a ton of sense to talk to Say, because we're building this DeFi ecosystem for Cosmos, but we're not going to be providing, you know, block space for NFT projects or for games or for things that are outside of the core scope of a blockchain optimized for DeFi.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, one of the really, the way we talked about sort of this 3 second block times, almost like performance comparable to Solana, except we just don't share the block space with other guys, you know, NFT mints and the like, which is very attractive. And I think the other thing that really excites us just generally about building on Cosmos is this, the promise of interchain accounts, which really is in a TLDR. I guess if you take IBC, that's the ability to send tokens from one Cosmos chain to another. Interchain accounts means you can send a token from one chain to another with a set of instructions. So a guy on Juno can sit there and he can say, I want to take a loan on Retrograde, which lives over another chain. And they can do that without having to like bridge across and then jump over to another UI and then, you know, click through their options on that side as well. So, I mean, really, this is quite exciting for us, which is why the team is really interested in some of these sort of DeFi-centric permission chains, you know, whether it's Osmo with, say, Kuji, all sort of same idea there with having permission chains. The other thing that was really interesting to us is this having a central order book on the chain means that you can, for example, if there's two DEXs built on top of Say, one would be able to you'd be able to place a buy order on one, and it would be filled by someone selling on a different DEX, and that's just routed via this central order book, which is really cool. But I guess for that order book to function, you need to have market makers. And you need to have the guys turning up to make this happen, right? I guess you need to have some kind of institutional connections. So I don't know if you could expand a little bit on that side, who's going to come in and market make potentially on Say, and how does that look? How does that look on the institutional side?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And to your point, that's the benefits of interchain accounts is exactly why Say is built on Cosmos, not only for the robustness of Cosmos and the horizontal scalability of Cosmos, but for the potential for interchain accounts, which is going to go live in the next few months, and to be able to have composable smart contracts. I think that completely changes the game, and that's where we're going to see I think even use cases that we can't quite mentally comprehend or we haven't fully built out yet are going to come to fruition. Because right now with IBC, it's about transferring value. It's about sending tokens from Osmosis to your Atom token that you can send it onto Osmosis and then taking it from Osmosis and sending it back to your Kepler wallet and having them on chain on Atom on Cosmos Hub. But with interchain accounts, you're able to do composable smart contracts and composable communication across chains. And that's where, you know, your examples of being able to execute an order on one AMM and have it fill on another AMM works if you have an order book optimized for being able to do composability between those chains. Or you're able to take a loan out with Retrograde on one chain that's, you know, not built on Retrograde and still be able to execute it seamlessly. So I think that the opportunity set for what is going to come out of Cosmos, especially after Interchain Accounts goes live, is just going to become mind-boggling, and I'm really stoked about it. And I think that's what positions Say really strongly. But, you know, Say isn't going to be anything if we don't have significant liquidity coming to Say. And that's when I first started interviewing with the team. That was like what sold me immediately. Is they've already had deep conversations with a lot of the big players that are already, you know, providing liquidity in on centralized order books and have kind of deep relationships with these players. So just within the past 5 months, they've had conversations with Paradigm Trade, Gemini, Falcon X, Alameda, and Jump. And they've also had a conversation with Citadel. And I don't even think Citadel is getting that heavy involved in crypto at this point. So they've had multiple conversations with Jump, Alameda, Citadel, and Gemini. And so I'm just really impressed with the potential for significant value to come over and build on Say and bring liquidity to Say. And that's going to be the opportunity for Cosmos DeFi to really take on the next step. Because if you look at like TVL, while we've had success within Cosmos DeFi and we've seen people using things like JunoSwap or SiftChain or Osmosis, TVL still pales in comparison to that of like Ethereum or even Solana. And we need significant market makers and we need significant capital to come in to be able to have the DeFi environment that we know is possible within Cosmos. And so I think that the team at Say, with their kind of connections in TradFi, positions us really well to be able to bring that liquidity over.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I think the upside on some of this here is pretty mind-boggling. You know, if we can start to bring in institutional players who actually execute trades, for example, that would be just like stunning. You know, that's really to us, you know, the base case of DeFi should be just a better option than TradFi. And so, you know, what do we need to do to make that happen? Because really, there's a lot of lessons to be learned here from Terra, which we won't forget. You know, sustainability, actually creating protocols which make sense, sustainable long term, and actually provide these guys, you know, the bigger players, a route to use the tech, because surely that's what we should be shooting for, to actually get widespread adoption, like real liquidity, you know, like a serious market for DeFi. So. Yeah, I mean, it's all bullish stuff and stuff that we're really interested in.
And to that point, a lot of these conversations, they're not playing, you know, on chain. They're providing liquidity through hedge funds or through and doing market making on Binance or through Coinbase Institutional. But they're not like playing on chain yet, and they need a permission environment to do so, and they need to have consistent reliability for, you know, the chain itself. It needs to be consistent, have consistent uptime, it needs to have great throughput, and it needs to be proven over time to be able to be resilient, and so that they can actually get the approvals to be able to operate on chain. And then some also have to be in a more, even more specifically permissioned environment. And so another thing that Say is looking to do is we'll be, after we go live on mainnet, I will be looking to build out a sister chain that mirrors Say, but is also fully onboarded for KYC. And there are institutions that want to get involved that have kind of a mandate to be able to have full KYC for even providing liquidity on a DEX or on an AMM. And with Say, we'll be having a sister chain that anyone that's connecting to that chain will have to go through KYC. But that also provides the opportunity for significant liquidity to come in that otherwise has had to stay away from crypto. So I think that the opportunity is massive, and the team is exactly kind of the right people to be able to execute this. And it's just a matter now of continuing to push forward, stress test the network, get things going on testnet, and then get prepared for mainnet launch.
Yeah, I guess that's the final question for the for this one is when mainnet.
Yeah, no, exactly. And when token. Yeah, so mainnet is we're looking to have it launch, as long as everything goes well, in August. Our testnet will have two incentivized testnets, and the initial incentivized testnet goes live a week from tomorrow, so the 1st of June. And that will be about a 6-week long testnet, going through a lot of different parameters on the chain, stressing it for not only being able to run a validator and do governance, but also stressing it for being able to execute limit orders, being able to find any cracks, being able to find any inefficiencies, and also stress testing it for some of the things that we built for blockchain optimization, like frequent batch auctioning, and ensuring that order execution and price execution is as we've designed. And so those 6 weeks will be the initial testnet. There'll be a couple weeks where we repair and fix any issues that we find. And then we'll do a secondary testnet in the beginning, in the middle of July, that'll run for a few weeks. And then in mid to late August, we'll be going scheduled to go live on mainnet. And I think at this point, things are moving really smoothly towards that goal. So summer 2022, we go live.
Awesome. Yeah. So I guess anyone here on the call who's interested in coming and trying to break Say Network during testnet, please do. So I think it's a good opportunity to open up for questions. Crypto Danny, I see that you put your hand up a while back. Please, yeah, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for this space. And my first question will be for the Retro team. I am just jumping in maybe a bit late. I did not catch all the previous talk. My question is for the Retro team, why AMM and why just not try to build on the new Luna chain 2.0? Can you just elaborate a little bit on the choices that you guys are trying to make at this point?
Yeah, sure. No, it's a fair question. So I think the main thing here is sort of, I was just expanding a little bit on this at the start, but we're fortunate to sort of have this team of developers and some runway. So we can afford to spend some time deciding like what the best course of action is from a neutral point of view, even if that means developing an entirely new product. So I guess I can talk a bit about Terra too. It really, from our point of view, it's a little bit risky. It needs to achieve product market fit without UST. And in order to sort of thrive as a blockchain, you know, it needs to prove itself here, really. I think, which it sounds a little bit crazy. You know, this, we spent a lot of time building this product up on Terra in the first instance, and we had a substantial sort of lead in these Astro Wars. If you remember those, I can just about remember them. But it wasn't an easy decision to make by any stretch. But we're really looking out and into the cosmos to see what the best possible opportunities are. There's a few things here. I mean, without getting into it too much, but you know, TFL is still a major component of the infrastructure of Terra 2, which certainly brings risks. And we need to sort of weigh up sort of the harm that was caused by this whole UST scenario versus the benefits of building somewhere else, because there are plenty of opportunities out there on Cosmos. We're bullish on all of these new developments that are coming out, and really being sort of more chain agnostic. I think the direction we're looking here now and is building through this sort of down. I wouldn't call it a bear. Well, I suppose it is a bear market. Built through the bear, but we're really looking at more chain agnostic solutions, sort of a wider net. And really like looking for product market fit, because a convex protocol built on top of Astroport, when Astroport is a huge component of the liquidity on Astroport, was dependent on the success of UST. You know, all this stuff we're talking about with, you know, other teams coming over to Terra and bringing in Frax and bringing in Redacted and all these guys. I mean, that's you know, not happening. So it's really just take a breath. Take a minute to sort of have these discussions, listen to you guys, sort of, you know, a two-way conversation, bit of an education piece in for everybody, really, and look and see what the best opportunities are. And we think that building a Cosmos-wide money market is a pretty hot opportunity. So trying to find the best place to start that is the purpose of all this. So hopefully that answers your question.
Thanks. It makes sense. Thank you.
No, thank you for your question. Hardy, I see you've got a question. There you go. Should be able to talk now.
Hey, thank you. Two kind of quick questions. One for C Network. What other kind of protocols have already kind of committed to building on your like DeFi focused chain? And then the other question is, and this might be a little stupid, but with say being like permissioned and Retro kind of thinking that they're going to be like a money market across the Cosmos ecosystem, especially with like a side chain that would be like KYC in the future, how would that all work together? Because I don't see how like you would have like a KYC, maybe like an institution, but then that also interacting with those funds not, or those funds interacting with like non-KYC across different chains. So thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Hardy. So the first protocol that we'll be building on Say is Vortex, which is going to be a chain focused on derivatives. It'll be a perps protocol for kind of the key perps protocol, I think, within the Cosmos ecosystem. So really excited about that. Been talking to their team for a month and a half now, and they're excited for us to get on mainnet. And they've been building in the background. So that's kind of the first DeFi protocol. And then we're in conversations a lot right now, but can't commit to any of them as we're still kind of figuring things out. And then as far as Retrograde, so even Vortex won't be on the permission, or it won't be on the KYC chain. You could build a product that's all KYC with on the sister chain for those types of transactions, but then you can have your protocol that's, you know, not fully KYC'd for every account, and that'll still be on the main Say network. So you can definitely operate in both worlds, but they would need to be separate. If you're going to have, you know, if you're going to operate on the sister chain with full KYC, then that would have to be a process that everyone goes through before they get connected to your DeFi protocol.
So those funds would not be like intermingled.
Yeah, that's correct. Like liquidity would be separate between the sister chain and the main chain.
Cool. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. I think that's a good question. You know, there's obviously like, if we are going to proceed with Say, then we need to work out some of these details. But I think, yeah, it sounds like it's there's a DeFi side and there's a KYC side almost. Let me just add this guy here. Cool. Cryptomaniac.
Cosmos Retro, and we are really happy to have you at Cosmos. My question to you is, a lot of Cosmos investors were also Terra investors, and they had invested in your Astro lock drop. And by the time the lock drop got unlocked, they were completely wrecked. Do you have any plans to accommodate them in your protocol in the form of free airdrops or something like that?
Yeah, it's a great question, and think I'll start out just by saying, you know, no, I don't think anybody saw this situation coming. We definitely got caught off guard, very much observers, just like you guys, during that week when UST was depegging. So we were really looking for sort of a direction from Astroport for a long while, to see sort of like how we should approach lock drop funds and all of this. There's obviously a little bit of work, you know, it's not an instantaneous thing. The contract is actually not meant to be unlocked. So there was a little bit of work to actually make that happen as well. Between those two things, and then we sort of realized that liquidity was going to be withdrawn from Astroport. So it's we really don't want to be hanging around for that if we are going to unlock those tokens. So yeah, we made the decision. So there's sort of a fair bit of silence from the Astro side at that time. So we made the decision to unlock the tokens. We have taken a snapshot of everyone who participated in phase one and two of the launch. And obviously, you know, we'll have to find a way to sort of link that wallet back to wherever we end up going, be it a Kepler address or however we approach it. But yes, you know, we don't want everyone who took part and sort of showed faith in retrograde at the time to go empty-handed. So absolutely, you know, there's plans to include an airdrop there for everyone who participated in phase one and two. But yeah, I mean, I think we'll make the best of a bad situation. That's the approach.
Yeah, thank you. All the best. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for your question. Okay, let me bring up Gato Ninja. Does that mean Cat Ninja? Mr. Ninja.
Hi. I have a question for Retrograde. Well, two questions. The first one is, I understand that you guys are thinking about pivoting. I'm not clear on why you're pivoting to a money market, since the original project, as far as I understand it, was as a convex-like accumulator of high liquidity trading fees from stable swaps and such. So why didn't you first explore a similar model in different chains? Because I believe that money markets, the revenue that they can produce is much more flattened over a longer term versus the model that you were going for as kind of like AstroWars, Curve Wars, that produces a lot of fees and revenue and can also build towards a Bribe ecosystem. So that's my first question is, why did you pivot away from that model to money markets? And then the second one is, why was NEAR and, well, specifically NEAR and REF not considered, since it would have been pretty similar to the project that you were aiming for originally in Terra?
Yeah, no, good questions. So the convex model we were building on Astroport, I mean, we sort of saw there was a very good opportunity. As soon as the team realized that there was going to be a V token for Astroport, and Astroport was really, you know, crushing it in terms of volume, in terms of liquidity. UST was booming, expanding, going crazy. So we saw that as a really, really hot opportunity to build something on Terra. When we look across like Cosmos generally, because, you know, this is kind of where we want to spend our time building things, we just take it from a neutral point of view of like, okay, well, what's the best opportunities? What are the doors that are just kind of wide open to walk through? And also the lesson of, you know, we want to build something sustainable. We want to build something that's going to last through a period which of you know, some uncertainty in the market as well. So we're looking at this as sort of a key sort of piece of a primitive for Cosmos that's missing. So the ways we can innovate on top of it are pretty, you know, pretty much endless. I mean, it's you can take a simple thing like Aave or even Mars. I mean, you can take those models and you can really expand them. You can do really some really, really fun things with them too. So I wouldn't say, yeah, okay, yes, there's less revenue in the first instance with a money market, but it's a key piece of, let's call it infrastructure, really, for Cosmos that so far hasn't been done well. There is obviously still the question of where Mars lands, and that's something we're keeping an eye on. But yeah, we just see it as a good opportunity to build something sustainable through a period where the market may not exactly be growing very quickly. And when it comes to NEAR, I think I might have seen your comment there actually in the retro Discord. It really comes back down to, you know, the revenue of the specific decks that we're talking about. If we're going to build a convex on top of a specific DEX, we have to look at sort of like, what's the volume, what's the forecast for this, and if it's not really getting any traction, then you know it's perhaps not as attractive as Astroport was at the time. I don't know if that answers your question in any detail, but that's sort of some of the thought process that's happened here.
So basically, you could not identify a similar opportunity either short or long term to what you identified in Astro. So that's why you feel the need to pivot to a different model?
Essentially, you know, it's just what's going to be the best thing to build given the market conditions that we're facing, given, you know, the recent implosion of a $40 billion protocol or blockchain, I should say. You know, where should we be spending meaningful time? And we can certainly expand on this, and, you know, it's... I wouldn't say it's sort of finalized exactly how we leave this money market. There's lots of cool things that we can do here. You know, I was sort of mentioning earlier, talking to these guys, Axelar and Composable, and, you know, what's the cross-chain opportunities here to really make this the most attractive money market on Cosmos and perhaps in the future across any chain. So we're still thinking big. I think that's the TLDR. We're still thinking big. We still want to build cool things, but the opportunity to build a convex isn't there on Cosmos at the moment.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Cool. No, thanks for your question. Okay. T. Dalton, bring you up. Cool. You should be able to speak.
Hi. Question for Say. This is my first time hearing about the project, so sorry if I'm asking something really basic. I get the idea of a DeFi-only chain, like you don't want NFTs taking off and congesting the network, and, you know, people are trying to do actual finance in the room and you can't do anything because people are trading apes. But I don't understand why bring an order book model to a blockchain. Like, why build it on a blockchain? Like, in the same way that like a brick wants to be an arch, I feel like a blockchain doesn't want to be an order book. It wants to be an AMM. At least that's been my understanding of why blockchains tend to not be order books.
Hey, Dalton, thanks for the question. No, you're exactly right in that the vast majority of success within DeFi thus far has been AMMs. We have seen order books. A good example of that is Serum. So things that are built on Serum. Serum is an on-chain order book. And then DYDX is also an example of an on-chain order book. But order books thus far haven't succeeded within DeFi because, and an on-chain, because they've been cost prohibitive. Either that or they've been, whereas Solana, it's not cost prohibitive, right? Because it's so cheap to operate on Solana. And that was kind of the vision why Alameda was a big fan and like kind of helped co-found Serum in the first place, is because it was a huge DeFi innovation. And actually, Serum has been one of the most successful DeFi protocols in the entire crypto ecosystem since it's been accepted. But the challenge is that they can't bring on significant institutional liquidity because of the issues with Solana itself and the chain going down and the inconsistencies of it. But actually the reason that we've only had AMMs and we haven't had like full on-chain order books has held back DeFi quite a bit. The price trading execution is very inefficient. And because of that, significant market makers and significant institutional liquidity has stayed off chain, and they've stayed within, you know, the Binances and the Coinbase and FTXs of the world, because they need to be able to have order execution and be able to trade with tight spreads, and they can't guarantee that with AMMs. And so to date, we haven't seen a great success of an on-chain order book with the exception of Serum. And then the other on-chain order book that has had success is DYDX. And that's a purpose protocol built on ETH on layer two. But with DYDX, the purpose protocol actually, the orders, the limit orders in the entire order book is actually not on chain. They just settle the trades on chain. And that's a functional system. But the problem with that is that there's huge regulatory risk that they're running by doing so, because the team behind DYDX is then maintaining that order book. And so there's a lot of regulatory uncertainty about operating in that regard. So Say is an L1 that's governed by, you know, the token holders and the validators, and it's the base layer infrastructure that other AMMs can build, that other AMMs can leverage to be able to have an on-chain order book. So for example, for like Osmosis, we could have a front end built on Say that is the order book, but it's powered by the Osmosis AMM and liquidity on Osmosis.
Can you say a little more about why institutionals are really hungry for an order book as opposed to like concentrated liquidity models?
Yeah, so for order execution. So there's, they can't, like institutions can't participate in AMMs and provide liquidity because the implications of a permanent loss and the implications of minor extractable value and the challenges that are faced by the inefficiencies of the AMM model. AMM model works pretty well if you're not highly concerned about order execution and you just want to be able to get from one token to the other. But for the trade execution that's expected from, you know, like Citadel, they're not able to get involved heavily within DeFi until they have the infrastructure that they're used to and the trading environment that they need, that they have on centralized order books.
One thing which we were talking about here is you know, slippage wise, if you make any trade on an AMM, there's some small amount of slippage here. And in that sense, like if you look at an order book model, like the liquidity is concentrated around specific prices, which makes a lot more sense. And this is, I mean, from my point of view, is why Binance, FTX, all these guys who have the ability to operate in order books, they choose to do that rather than going for an AMM model, which is pretty much an innovation built because it's cost prohibitive to run an order book on chain or technically infeasible until we sort of had like DYDX and Serum sort of top appearing and sort of demonstrating that this can work. That's my two cents anyway. Okay, awesome. Does anybody else have any questions whatsoever about Say Network or Retrograde or the retro migration process? If not, it doesn't look like anyone does. Perhaps we wrap up here. So I think it's been a good session. I think it's quite new to a lot of Terra native folks and lunatics generally, just the idea of having the on-chain order book. But it's definitely something that I think the market is pivoting towards, not least because Kuji just launched at the very last second their order book on Terra. I think Uniswap are looking this way now, and it really seems to be the superior sort of trading model. So we're really interested in Say for those reasons, and it's definitely one of the contenders in this decision. Everybody who's listening, hopefully come over to the Discord, and you can find the link to that just in the Retrograde page. Come and join the discussions. Hopefully we'll get through a few more interesting comments before Thursday. We'll have a sort of a follow-up vote just to take the temperature, see where everyone's thoughts are, take on board communities' comments, concerns, thoughts, and that's the sort of the purpose of this public consultation. So any last thoughts there, Deedle, on the Say side?
No, I mean, I think you hit it on the head. That's exactly the vision that we have. And I think that, I'm kind of always been a big IBC maxi and believing in the power of app-specific blockchains. And I think that Say is poised to help kind of take DeFi to the next level within Cosmos. So if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up in DMs. We're getting people on board right now for our incentivized testnet. We have a lot of validators already clamoring to get involved. So if you also are a validator and want to get involved in our testnet, feel free to hit me up.
Great. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. And catch you soon. Catch you the next one.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Retrograde community, for having me.
All right. Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Retrograde hosting Retro Migration, an AMA with Deedle from the Say Network, recorded on Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep your hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Razor beam focus, Starscream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all a wreck with a dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fatal man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next bill. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter. We was all hyped up when the pedal lit the metal. He just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, right off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Then envision in the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.